News. I'm Jim Bertel. As night fell in Hong Kong, police tightened a siege Monday at a university campus. Police in some places swooped in to subdue protesters and make arrests. VOA's Bill Gallo is in Hong Kong.
Waves of students fleeing on foot from the Hong Kong Polytechnic University, running through clouds of tear gas as they tried to break police lines. It was the second concerted attempt by students to flee the urban campus, which has been surrounded by police who have repeatedly warned they will use lethal force. Riot police chased down students, some of whom were covered in blood. It wasn't clear how many have escaped the campus successfully. The clashes raised fears that the siege would end in a bloody crackdown. Police have tried to break through protester barricades, but were driven back by the protesters. Early Monday, VOA saw police arrest dozens of students who were detained with plastic wire ties around their wrists. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
China is calling on the U.S. military to stop flexing its muscles in the South China Sea. The comment came as the Chinese defense minister met with U.S. Defense Secretary Mike Esper. The United States accuses China of militarizing the South China Sea and trying to intimidate Asian neighbors who might want to exploit its extensive oil and gas reserves. Iraqi security officials say anti-government demonstrators in the south have blocked roads leading to the country's main port. A Basra official says protesters burned tires on Monday, blocking the roads to the busy port. In Baghdad, protesters forced the closure of Iraq's central bank. On Sunday, two protesters were wounded when security forces fired tear gas in renewed confrontations with demonstrators. For more news, download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Iranian state media says Iran's Revolutionary Guards is warning anti-government protesters of decisive action if unrest over gasoline price hikes do not cease. The protests have spread across the nation since Friday, turning political with demonstrators demanding the top clerical leaders step down. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is inviting U.S. President Donald Trump to testify in front of investigators in the House impeachment inquiry. Pelosi's move pushes back against allegations from the president that the process has been stacked against him. Pelosi says Mr. Trump is welcome to appear or answer questions in writing. Meanwhile, Pelosi says she is determined to protect the whistleblower who brought the Ukrainian accusations to light. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Pelosi appeared on CBS's Face the Nation, saying she'll make sure President Trump doesn't intimidate the whistleblower. Last week, Trump criticized his former ambassador to Ukraine by tweet as she was testifying, prompting accusations of witness intimidation. But should the whistleblower have to testify? Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Murphy says it's not necessary.
The law that the Congress passed protects the anonymity of whistleblowers because we want them to use the legal process without retribution.
But Republican Congressman Chris Stewart has a different view.
How in the world can you impeach the President of the United States and never hear from the person who started that process?
Both Maloney and Stewart spoke on ABC's This Week. Mike Hempen, Washington.
President Trump has taken to Twitter to, in his own way, defend political rival Joe Biden. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The president has used some harsh words for the former vice president and now Democratic presidential candidate. But North Korea is calling Joe Biden a rabid dog who must be beaten to death with a stick. In a tweet aimed at North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Trump says Biden may be sleepy and very slow, but he's not a rabid dog, and is actually somewhat better than that. Still, Trump adds he is the only one who can get Kim where he has to be, and is urging the North Korean to act quickly, get the deal done. The tweet concludes with a hint of another meeting, saying, "See you soon." Ben Thomas, Washington.
North Korea has responded to that tweet by saying it has no interest in giving Mr. Trump further meetings to brag about unless he gets something substantial in return. Hundreds of Haiti's national police officers were in the streets of the capital, Port-au-Prince, and the northern city of Cape Haitien Sunday, demanding better work conditions and a union to represent and defend their rights. This is the second time in a month police have protested. The officers say the police are suffering because they don't enjoy the same benefits reserved for their leaders. For all the news whenever you need it, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Begin broadcast.